not to bow down on Yom Kippur, and therefore, though everybody is doing it, I shouldn't do it. Le'yas hagudas hagudas, shaman in the minyan, where there's a shnachavoya, you do it.
Tes Tishri, Erev Yom Kippur, Friday the 13th of September, Rabbi Baruch Knopfler, Yom Kippur. In a few hours' time, I think the minig, every shul is that one starts the proceedings of Yom Kippur, so steht in the Machse, with Oil Zoru al Tzadik, Ulu Yishrei Leib Simcha. Posuk, Oil Zoru al Tzadik, Ulu Yishrei Leib Simcha. There's a hidden reason why that is, why one starts with that posuk. Why does one start Yom Kippur with that posuk? It's the time of Isoirus, everybody is in the matzav of Isoirus. What is the significance of this posuk of Oz the Ruah Latzadik, Yishrei Simcha? So I'm going to suggest something, I don't know whether that is the Makor, but in any case, it's worth talking through the Inyan. Whether that is the pshat and why one says Oz HaRuach HaTzadik or it's one of the pshatim, I don't know, but we shall see. I'll let you judge. First of all, let's talk about the Mishnah in Masechtas Yuma. A Mishnah in Masechtas Yuma, which all of us know, the Mishnah says as follows: Es zu Dorash Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria darshan the following drosha. It says, and then it says, "Mikol chatzoseichem lifnei Hashem titoru." So Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria darshan the following drasha. He says, "Averus shebein adam lemokem yom kippurim mechaper. Averus shebein adam lechaveroi ein yom kippurim mechaper ad sheiratze es chaveru." Halacha is, Yom Kippur can only be mechapa for those averus which are between a person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moichel, so if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moichel, there's mechilas avoinus. If a person does the correct tshuva the way he's supposed to do, then the Ribbono Shel is moichel his averus. If it's averus which are benodom lechaveroi, ein Yom HaKippurim mechapa. Yom HaKippurim can't be mechapa ad sheiratze es chavera. Till he's ratze es chavera. I think maybe for a second, let's be Ms. Boynin. Every Aveira of Ben Odom Lechaveiroi is also an Aveira of Ben Odom Lemokam, too. Because if it's an Aveira, then you've done something against the Ribbono Shel Olam Kaviyochol as well. So Mamela, every Ben Odom Lechaveiroi has within it Ben Odom Lemokam, too. And I imagine the pshat is that when the Mishnah says there's no kapora for Ben Adam Lechaveroi ad shiras es chaveroi, it's not only the Ben Adam Lechaveroi aspect of it that doesn't have a kapora, it's the Ben Adam Lemokam as well, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to be moichel the chelik of Ben Adam Lemokam until yiras es chaveroi. I think that's poshut pshat in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria gave a drosha from this pasuk, and he says Ben Adam Lechaveroi does not get neskape with Yom Kippur ad shiratzes chaveroi. If he's meratzes chaveroi, then he's only left with the Ben Adam Lemokam part, and the Ben Adam Lemokam gets a kapora on Yom Kippur. That is Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria's drosha. Comes Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, "Omer Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael." Everybody knows Ashreichem Yisrael. It's Niggin as well. Ashreichem Yisrael. Lifnei mi atem metarim, mi metar eschem. In front of who are you being or becoming to mi tarim, and mi metar eschem? Avichem shebashamayim. Your Father in heaven. Shenema zorakti aleichem mayim toherim utaharotem. And then he brings another pasuk. Mikve Yisrael. Ma mikveh mataris atzmeim, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu mataris Yisrael. The same with mikveh is mataris atzmeim, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu mataris Yisrael. If you learn the Mishnah, Poshut, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, one's talking about one thing, and Rabbi Akiva's talking about something else. Got no shaychus one with the other. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah has told us that there's a drosha from this pasuk that says Ben Adam Lechaveru does not have a kavura, and Rabbi Akiva says, finishes off the Masechta with Asheichem Yisroel, Lifnei Miyata Matarim Umi Matares. The Marsho says there's a machlokes. The machlokes here, maybe it's interesting to know. Marsho says Rabbi Akiva is arguing with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. There's an argument here, and there's arguments in pshat in the pasuk. Pshat in the pasuk of Mikol Chatzeichem Lifnei Hashem Titoru, he says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah took his yesoid from the pasuk. Why? Because he says the Torah Kivayim Hazeh Yichap Alechem Mikol Chatzeichem. Mikol Chatzeichem Lifnei Hashem of those chatoim that you've done Lifnei Hashem. That's binodim lamokum. Titoru, you're going to have for that a tzahara and a kapora. So, according to him, lifnei Hashem of the posuk is to tell you that binodim lamokum has the kapora, binodim lachave has no kapora, and that is the word lifnei Hashem. Comes Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, no, I've got a different pshat in lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem is not telling you that there isn't a kapora for binodim lachaveiroi. Lifnei Hashem is telling you, Ashreichem Yisroel. The pasuk is trying to tell you, Ashreichem Yisroel. Lifnei mi atem etarem, umi metar eschem. Avichem shevashamayim. The Lifnei Hashem is used to tell you that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, and it's Ashreichem Yisroel because it's Ribbono Shel Olam himself who's being metar you. So there's a difference in pshat here. What the word Lifnei Hashem is pshat in the pasuk. Is Lifnei Hashem, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Lifnei Hashem is going to be Mikol Chatzeichem. Mikol Kivayim Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem Letar Eslam Mikol Chatzeichem Lifnei Hashem. Mikol Chatzeichem Lifnei Hashem, there's a Kapora on Yom Kippur. But if it's not a Chatzeichem Lifnei Hashem, it's a Benodon Lechaveroi, it doesn't have a Kapora. Rabbi Akiva says, no, Mikol Chatzeichem. Mikol Kivayim Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem Letar Eslam Mikol Chatzeichem. And then, Lifnei Hashem Titoru is Ashreichem Yisroel, that is Lifnei Hashem Titoru. There's two ways of dashing the posuk. So, according to Masho, the posuk is not even telling you, and Rabbi Akiva is telling you, it's not coming, the posuk is not coming to tell you that Ben Adam Lechaveru does not have a kapora on Yom Kippur. It's difficult to understand, because Alpi logic, there can't be a kapora for Ben Adam Lechaveru, actually, it's a chaveru, Rabbi Elazar should be back. Even Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, starting it from a pasuk, what do you need a pasuk for? To tell you that yisod of Lifnei Hashem Titoru. So maybe if we have time, we'll come back to that. But that's how Masho says is the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so really, really, we do need a bit of a pshat. How it's possible to even suggest that a Ben Adam Lechaveru should be able to have a kapor of Yom Kippur without the Yiratzeh as Chaveru. Now, I've seen what I call Shnei Nevi'im Nisnabu. Two Nevi'im have said a very similar, not even very similar, but identical Nevu'ah. When I say two Nevi'im, one of them I'm talking about is the Meshech Chochma, the Meshech Chochma from Rabbi Meir Simcha, and the second one was Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, he's also got a Sefer which is quoted from him, things Chochmas Chaim, and they both say something about the Nusach HaTfilah on Yom Kippur, which we say in every Shmoneh Esrei. Every Shmoneh Esrei on Yom Kippur, we say, Ki Aton Solchon LeYisroel U'mocholon LeShifte Yishurun B'chol Doi. That's how the Nusach HaTfilah goes. It's interesting. You'll find this Nusach of Shifte Yishurun anywhere else in the year. Suddenly, in Kippur, Ato Solchon Yisroel, Umochon Shifte Yishurun. Probably one in kipshuto one understands, it's a way of talking about Klal Yisrael. You say Kiatos Alchan Yisrael, and we want to bring in both words, the Moichel v'Soleach, so we use two different nouns for it. And we say Solchan the Yisrael, or Mochlan the Shifti Yishun, which is referring to Klal Yisrael. Both the Meshech Chochmah and Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zalmanfeld picked up on the same point. And they said Shifti Yishun is a Nusach which refers to the Shifti Kot of the Shvatim. How's it coming? So they say like this. In every single generation, the Chait, the Avera, of Mechiras Yosef needs a kapora. Mechiras Yosef was back however many thousand years when the story happened of Mechiras Yosef, where the other Shvatim were choita by having made Mechiras Yosef, and that may be considered as the highest, the epitome even, of an Avera of Ben Adam L'Chaveret. The worst that one can get in an Avera Ben Adam L'Chaveret is to go and have taken a brother and sold him as a slave, and sold him as a slave to Mitzrayim. And that, first of all, as we know, the Asorah Haruge Malchus, as the Piyut goes on Yom Kippur itself, was clearly to be Mechaper on the Mechiras Yosef. So even though Yosef himself was actually Moichel, as it says in the Torah, B'mefurish, he was Moichel, his brothers, for having done it. He says, Atem chashavtem olai ro, alekim chashov ola toivo. It's pretty clear in the Pasuk that Yosef was Moichel. There still remains what they call a roishem of this chait, some sort of shiraim of this chait, which needs to have in every single doir a kapora. One doyer had it, if it was in one doyer, particularly bad, which was Asorah Haruge Malchus. That was because that doyer had that doyer day of those 10 people who were Asorah Haruge Malchus, and that's clearly in the pious, which is connected with Mechiras Yosef. But the Maisa is, there's a Roshem which stays and remains. In exactly the same way, they both, I think, Shtelitzu, they both compare it to, in the Torah itself, it says about the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel was the greatest sin committed in Klal Yisrael of Ben Adam L'Mokom. It was Avodah Zorah, who was straight after Kala Nechneses L'Chupa, straight after Matan Torah, straight after Kabbalah Satorah, where Klal Yisrael were taken mamish as with Erusin and Nesuin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were choita in the Chet HaEgel, which was the worst pagia that could be in Ben Adam L'Mokom, which is Oved Avodah Zorah. The Chet HaEgel, the Torah says Mufurish, B'yom Pokti, the day I, whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rashi brings down in Kisiso, whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes any chait, there's always some shirayim there of the Chet HaEgel. So every single Yom Kippur has to have in it a kapor both for the Chet HaEgel, which actually the V'yom HaShem Salachti Kidvarech was on Yom Kippur, and that was the slicha for the Chet HaEgel, Salachti Kidvarecha. But there still remains the Biyom Pokti, which every single Yom Kippur has to still have a Shtukul Kapora for the Chet HaEgel that was committed so many thousand years ago. And equally the Mechiras Yosef has exactly the same thing. So the Nusach HaTfilah, they both say, means Ki Ato Solchon the Yisrael, and the Meshech Chochmah points out, he doesn't say Kiatos Soileach Yisrael. Kiatos Solchon. Solchon is like something which is constant. Solchon Yisrael. Mochalon the Shifte Yisurun. That is Solchon Yisrael is referring to the Chet HaEgel, the Shiraim of the Chet HaEgel, which needs a kapora every single generation, every single year. And Umochalon the Shifte Yisurun is referring to the Chet of Yosef, of Mechiras Yosef. And that's why I say Shvatim, Shifte Yishurim. Shifte Yishurim is the Shvatim who sold Moshe. That's a mochon on the Shifte Yishurim. So the Meshech Chochmah has a few additions to this. Meshech Chochmah says, first of all, the Soil HaMishtaleach, the Gemara Mishnah says in Yuma actually, had this thread I think it was a thread we call it, the Shoin Shel Zuhuris. And the Mishnah says they had the Mishkal, it weighed 2 Sloim. This is the Shoin. Because what's the significance of the Shtei Sloim? Because it's the same Shtei Sloim which the Gemara says in Shabbos, Bishvil Mishkal Shnei Sloim Milas, Shenosan Yaakov LeYosef, Niskanu Boy Echov. The reason why the brothers of Yosef were Makanehim was because of the Mishkal Shnei Sloim Milas, the Ksonis Pasim, which was Mishkal Shnei Sloim. So this Mishkal Shnei Sloim is in the Soil HaMishtalech, in the Lashon Zuhuris of the Soil HaMishtalech, with the Mishkal Shnei Sloim, to be Meramas for that, the Meshech Chochma says. Second thing he says is, the Kapuron Yom Kippur had to take place Lifnai V'Lifnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim, as the Gemara tells us in Zvochim, was in the Chelik of Binyamin. The rest of the Azora was in the Chelik of Yehuda. This was in the Chelik of Binyamin. Why did the Kapurah have to take place in the Chelik of Binyamin rather than the Chelik of Yehuda? Because he was the only one of the Shvatim who was not party to the Mechira of Yosef. Since he was that, therefore the Kapurah had to take place in the Chelik of Binyamin, which is Lifnai V'Lifnim in the base Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Meshech Chochma carries on, and the Meshech Chochma says, because of this, he says, the Kohen Gadol, although he regularly wore his 8 Begodim, which included the Choshen, did not go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with it. For the going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he wore Bigdei Lavon, and he didn't wear the Choshen. Why not? Because the Choshen had on it, the Zikoron, Lifnei Hashem Tomid, the names of all the Shvatim. Since the Choshen had on it the names of all the Shvatim, it would have been a kitrug for him to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the names of the Shvatim on, so he left it out. No Choshen, and that's why there was different Begodim for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur when he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that is the pshat in the Ki'atzal Solchon Yisrael Umochalon Lashifta Yishurim Umibaladech Einon Umelech Moicha Veselech El Otto. He says the double loshen is, we've already said, Umibaladech Einon. So I say again El Otto, so we're referring to the two things. One is the Eger, which is the Mochalon, which is Ki'atzal Solchon Yisrael, and the second Chelik is the Mochalon Lashifta Yishurim, which is referring to the Mechias Yais. Now go to the Asorah Haruge Malchus. So as we all remember from last year, Asorah Haruge Malchus starts off with this whoever he was who said that what happens if somebody sells the kids. The Asorah Haruge Malchus was clearly because of Mechiras Yosef, as is pointed out in any case by the Meforshei HaTorah, that was the Asorah Haruge Malchus. Now there's a wonderful, wonderful pshat from Reb Shimshon Ostropoli in the Nitzutzei Shimshon, who says a wonderful pshat in a Gemara in Psochim. The Gemara says Shimon ho amsuni ho yodoyresh kol esim shebetayr. Shimon ho amsuni, he dashed every s in the Torah ad shebo, until he reached o es Hashem lekecho tiro. Es Hashem lekecho tiro, which the only thing one could be doyresh from the S of Es Hashem Lekecho Tiro is you have to fear not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but somebody k'v'yochel who's similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He couldn't find the pshat. He couldn't find the pshat, Shimon HaMsuni, the Gemara says in Kedushin. What did he do? Or Psochim. What did he do? It's Pirish. It says, k'shem shanaisnim schar al adrisha. He managed to find a drosha for every single S in the Torah. When it came to Es Hashem Lekecho Tiro, he couldn't. So to him, it was a proof that you can't dash on the S. Shem Shemesim Schar al Adrisha, Kachmesim Schar al Aprisha, and he decided S is not a drosha that we dash on. So all the droshas we dash on, all the S of the Torah, fell away. And the Gemara carries on and says, Am Shabora Bakiva. Bakiva arrived on the scene. Rabbi Akiva arrived on the scene. V'dorash es the rabbis Talmidei Chachamim. The rabbis Talmidei Chachamim have got some similarity to Hukash Kvoidom Mikvoid Hamokim. So it's possible even to take the S of S Hashem Alekecho Tiro and use it to darshan for the fear of Talmid Chachomim S Hashem Alekecho Tiro. So that's how normally one learns Pshat. It was Rav Akiva who came and saved the day for Shimon Ram Suni. Rav Akiva saved the day by being able to produce a drosha from Es Hashem Elokecha Tiro as well as all the other Es in the Torah. So Rav Shimon Shastavari says that's not the Pshat. And he was a big Makubal. It was from the time of the Maral. It was a Kodesh, an Ish Kodesh of Shimon Shastavari. I don't know if you are aware, he was taken by Tach Batat, and it was Niskala to him that if he was the same time the Shach was also at that time, if those two would have given themselves away from Mesiras Nefesh, it would have saved the whole Gezerah of Tach Batat. Rabbi Shimon Shastropoli was Maskim to do it, and the Shach wasn't Maskim. He says he still has a Chibur to write Chosha Mishpo, and he wasn't Maskim to do it. I'm just telling you who he is. Yeah? So, the Maisa is, he was Nifta. In exactly the same way as Rabbi Akiva. He had tefillin b'roshe, he was in the middle of saying Shema, and they killed him while he was in the middle of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So, he says, that's not the Pshat in the Gemara. The Pshat in the Gemara is, Shimon Ram Suni didn't have a drosha on Es Hashem Elokecha Tiro ad Shabo Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Akiva came and he saw what Rabbi Akiva was, he realized it's possible for a person to reach a madrega that one could use the S to dash on the Rabbis Talmidei Chachomim. Not Rabbi Akiva was Dorashit. He was Dorashit when he saw Rabbi Akiva. Ad Shabor Rabbi Akiva, the Dorash Shimon Ram Suni was Dorash that Es Hashem Elokecha Tiro is the Rabbis Talmidei Chachomim. It's a wonderful pshat. And he says, this is the tifkat of it. We go through the Asura Haruge Malchus, and Asura Haruge Malchus are really keneged each shevet of who was mishtatev in the Mechir of Yosef. Now we all know there were 9 shvatim there. Who wasn't there? Reuven wasn't there. Reuven was not part of the Mechir, and Binyamin wasn't part of the Mechir. With Yosef, Reuven makes 12, right? So there were 9 shvatim there. So Rashi Alav Torah brings down. They were mitzaref the Shechina. They were mitzaref the Shechina with them. And the Shechina made up the minion of 10. Pshat, I can't tell you, I don't know. That's apparently a koyach that these 9 shvatim had, to be mitzaref the Shechina with them to make it up to 10. And the Shechina was mitzaref to make the Mechiras Yosef. That was the 10 that made the Mechiras Yosef. Hold on. You're chapping the ice. Says Rav Shem Shastropoli, Asora Haruge Malchus is a mega 10. One of the 10 is a Shechina. Now each one, 9 out of the 10 was keneged each shevet that was mishtatef, that was party to the Mechira of Yosef. We're left with a Shechina. Now, by default, it could only be Rav Akiva who represented the Shechina. Why could it only be Rav Akiva who represented the Shechina? Because Rav Akiva was not from any shevet, he was a Ben Gerim. Since he was a Ben Gerim, he didn't come from a Shevet. By default, it could only be that he was the one who represented the Shechina. Memele Zokter Rav Akiva represented the Shechina, and he was the Kapora for the Shechina. He was the Haruge Malchus Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Not on the Shmosai, but Echad. This was the Echad of Rav Akiva. And you know, this goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ribbono Shel Olam asked him as a shlichus to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. So he said, Shlachno biyad tishloch. So usually we learn Shlachno biyad tishloch is Aaron. There's a medrash that Shlachno biyad tishloch, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Rabbi Akiva should take out Klal Yisrael. And Rabbi Akiva is a much higher madreger than I am. And it's Merumas, the Chidor says in Shlachno biyad is Sof Tevis Echod. Shlach no biyad. Shlach ches no is aleph, and biyad is Dalet, which is Echad, which is Merumas to Rabbi Akiva, who is Noitz on the Shmosa by Echad. And that's Merumas to. So he says, Rabbi Akiva represented the Shechina. When Shimon Noam Suni saw this Rabbi Akiva, who could represent even the Shechina as one of the Harugim Malchus, he could darshan es Hashem Alekecho Tiro is the Rabbis Tamid Chachomim as Rabbi Akiva. He says a wonderful pshat, and if you haven't ever heard it yet, I think you'll have a big simcha from it. We have a pasuk in Parshas Bechukosai, which is talking about Masa Behema, and the pasuk says, "Koil Asher Yavor Tachas Hashevet." Koil Asher Yavor Tachas Hashevet is they all go under the stick of the shepherds when he shepherds them through. Asiri, the tenth one is Yekodesh Hashem. So he says, Al Pi Remez, Koil Asher Yavor, nine of the Asuri Asora Haruge Malchus is Yavor Tachas Hashevet, was instead of the Shevet that he represented. Ho Asiri, the tenth one, which is Rav Akiva, Yekodesh Hashem, he was instead of Yochel HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So he, Araxi, was taken as a representative of Taka of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Now, I want to say something. I really, really, every time I do say this over, I titter a little bit, because it's a bit dangerous. It's a bit dangerous, but I think one may say it. I've said it over to Gedolim already, and they must come as one is allowed to say it. You know, I want to change the pshat in the Mishnah. When Rabbi Akiva was Dorash, the Drosha of Asheichem Yisrael, Lifnei Mi Atam Atarim, Umi Matair Eschem, I want to suggest Asheichem Yisrael, Lifnei Mi Atam Atarim, Umi Matahir Itchem. What does Mi Matahir Itchem? You said HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol needed a kapora. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Akiva represented him. Rabbi Akiva was the one who said in the Mishnah, Ashreichem Yisrael Lifnei Mi Atam Atarim, when you're being Matahir yourselves on Yom Kippur, or when you're finding Tahara on Yom Kippur from the Ribbono Shel Ashreichem Yisrael, the Ribbono Shel is giving himself Tahara as well. Because Kaviyochol, the Ribbono Shel, who was party to this chait of Mechiras Yosef, he himself, Kaviyochol, needed that. Now, it's a very... one's not allowed to say such a thing, but you have such a thing in the Gemara. The Gemara says in another place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about Rosh Chodesh, Haviyu Kapora Olai, bring a Kapora for me, Shemi'atati as HaYoreach, because I was Mema'at the Yoreach, and Ke'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol says, bring a Kapora. Another time, maybe, we'll try and understand that Chazal a little bit better. But you find such a thing in Chazal, so I'm suggesting when Rabbi Akiva said, Asheichem Yisrael, Lifnei Mi Atam Atarim, Mi Matar Itchem, Itchem is the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kol Asher Yavor Tachas HaShevet, or Asiri Yeh Kodesh Hashem. And all working with the fact that every single Yom Kippur has to have a Kapora for Umochalon L'Shevet Yishurun. So together, with the Mochon Shivta Yishurun is Asheichem Yisrael Lifnei Mi Atam Atarim Umi Matar Itchem. That's the Mi Matar Itchem. It's part of the Chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this day of Yom Kippur, that it was a Tahara which he was Mitzarif himself to, in the same way as Kaviyochol the Ribbono Shel was Mitzarif to the Mechiras Yosef right at the beginning. He was Mitzarif also to this Tahara that happens on Yom Kippur. So the Kapora of Yom Kippur, therefore, now is a Kapora which works not only for Keter Egel, which has this little Shiraim, which needs a Kapora per year, but also the Mechiras Yosef, and that's the two things, the Gatal Solchon Yisrael, or Mochon on the Shifta Yeshua, and that's how we say the Piyut of Asor Aruge Malchus on Yom Kippur. Why do we say the Piyut of Asor Aruge Malchus on Yom Kippur? Because Yom Kippur is Takapim Mechapa on Mechiras Yosef, as the Meshe Chochman Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zalman says. You know, Medrash says in Mishli, the Yalkut in Mishli, Rabbi Akiva was niftar, or when he was killed, was on Yom Kippur. Zeishtet Mialkot, that means Rabbi Akiva's Yotzeit is Be'emes on Yom Kippur, which fits very well in with everything else that we're saying. Now, to finish off, There's a sefer, a rishon, was called Oyezurua. You know the sefer Oyezurua? It's a rishon. The rishon that many of our psokim of the Ramon, the Mochaba, comes from the sefer Oyezurua, which was a rishon. I think we have something Mivina, who was in Vienna, and he's Oyezurua. Oyezurua writes in his Aktoma, the beginning of the sefer, that it was Nisgala to him, Nisgala, I think, Heir HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Einai. That's what he writes. Heir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mutsosi. So the Posuk, and he's saying why he writes, why he calls his sefer Oyer Zerua. He says, the Posuk, Oyer Zerua LaTzadik, Ul Yishrei Lei Simcha. The Sof Tevis, I'm sorry, it's a long one. The Sof Tevis, in order, is the Reish of Oyer is Reb, and the rest is Akiva. Go through it. Zerua is Ayin, the Tzadik is a Kuf, Yishrei is a Yud, Lei is a Beit, and it's still with a Hey, and he says that's a Raya, that Akiva is spelt with a Hey and not with an Aleph. Yeah? That's what he says, That Akiva is supposed to be spelt with a Hey and not with an Aleph, because Oyer Zerua and Tzadik, the Oyer which is ready there for Tzadik, or Yishrei Lei, Simcha, is actually referring to Rabbi Akiva. So you know now why I think there's a good reason to start Yom Kippur with Oyer Zerua LaTzadik Ul Yishrei Lei Simcha. First of all, the day of Yom Kippur was the Yom Hilula of Rabbi Akiva, according to the Yalkut Mishnah. He's merumas in the Pasuk of Oyer Zerua LaTzadik Ul Yishrei Lei Simcha. It's the day that we need a kapora for Mechiras Yosef, and the day which Rabbi Akiva said, Ashreichem Yisrael, Lifnei Miata Matarim, Umi Matar Itchem, who's being Matar himself together with you, the Ribbono Shel Olam. This was Rabbi Akiva who was Machadish. We start the day, Oyer Zerua LaTzadik Ul Yishrei Lei Simcha, to know what the day is standing for, and that there's a Solchon Yisrael Mochonon Yishiv to Yishur, and I wish everybody a Gemar Chassim Toiv.
That was amazing. I